I hope so, because I don't have any money. I'm trying to make money here.
Well, that's what this is going to do for you. Okay, yeah, here's John to apply the rate.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed and highly favored, my friend. I'm on the right side of the dirt.
There you go. You and I both.
Let's keep it that way. I understand that you were just for a bit, just till we cross all the things off the bucket list, right?
Yeah,
I got a lot of things on that list though. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She just wanted me to jump on to go over some pricing. There's a discounted pricing structure she asked me to apply, but did she do a good job of kind of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. Did you have any, like, specific questions about the service or how it works?
No. I guess. How? Where do you find Google advertising at, or just kind of search, or?
Yeah, that's exactly why I asked this question. So there's three different types of first page placement when you do a search for any of your services online. The first ones that'll pop up at the top are Google Guaranteed. We do those as well. It's a pay-per-lead service. The ones underneath that say sponsored, those are pay-per-click. We also do that as well. We're partnered with Google, so we do them all. But the one that we were actually calling you about and that Tara's talking to you about is Google Places. Those are those three guys that you'll see next to the map there when you do the search. And these ones are really popular and highly sought after, mainly because you don't have to pay per lead or click. It's just a flat monthly rate, and the customers can call you right off that first page. You know, if you get 100 calls, your bill's the same each month. You don't have to worry about that going up or changing. And a majority of people do actually pick from those guys. A lot of times they'll only go to the sponsor guys or Google Guarantee guys if they're looking to get that extra insurance from Google on the job. Maybe if it's like a tree that's closer to their property or something like that. So it's Google Places. You'll be one of those top recommended guys. This listing actually covers you for about a 40-mile radius from your street address. So Google actually has us send a PIN to you in the mail called a PIN verification letter. And then there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we get from you, and that's how they verify your location out there. And then that kind of marks the center spot for the radius. And then we list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. And if you decide to move forward, you'll be able to hand select those during the client interview. They'll nail down like which ones we want to focus on. So that way we know every customer and call you're getting had to have been within that 40-mile radius and typed in that service. It's already kind of like pre-qualified for you.
Understood. Okay. And what's the price on there?
Well, so she asked for a package deal for you. The package, it's called a platinum package. It's a little bit more expensive than our cheapest package because it comes with the website. It comes with all the popular directory submissions that are trusted by Google, things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, and the Apple Safari search results for the iPhones. This one also has $100 that goes directly into Facebook advertising. I don't know if you have like a Facebook business profile or anything like that, but
I was definitely thinking about doing that.
Yeah,
I mean, well, it's been in business for, I don't know, 20 days or something.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So our company, we've been in business for 20 years. And yes, we're a Google partner, but we know how to really start up a business as far as online. Like, we build the website, all the listings for you, and we kind of get a gauge on everything, not just the first page placement on Google, but we like to see if Yelp is going to work good for you, if Amazon Alexa, you know, we want to find a long-term solution for your company and then obviously proceed forward together with what's working best for you. And just make sure we're getting the most bang for your marketing dollar each month. Okay.
Wonderful.
But that package, it's called a platinum package. It's designed for a new business just like yours. It's starting everything from scratch. So it'll cover all your bases. It's advertised at $599 on our website. I can reduce the rate by 50% though as part of a new in business credit. So I could get it down to just $299 out the door. And then I can lock in that pricing structure or grandfather it in for you, so that way you keep that deal for as long as you're with us.
Okay, and what's that? So that's $300 a month.
It'll be $299 exactly. There's no other charges or tax or lead fees, click fees, call fees, anything like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a tracking system and app too, Andrew, that acts as like your client relationship management system. So the app's really cool. It'll actually track like all the leads you're getting, where they came from, what numbers they called in on. It'll save their information. And on the Google platform, it'll actually save the recordings if they use their mobile device to do that click-to-call feature. I don't know if you've ever seen that little phone icon there on your Google Business profile.
Yeah,
so if they call that, you have like recordings of those calls. So you'll be able to see like who came from where and exactly what we're generating for you each month.
Okay. That sounds good, actually. That's actually, the pricing sounds right and everything.
Yeah, about 10 bucks a day, if you break it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But any of the guys you see on the first page, you know, that's what they're doing. They're not going home at night building all this stuff on their own, you know. They got a team of professionals that called them up one day and then just got it all set up for them.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm well aware of that. Mm-hmm. It's harder for me to pull the trigger on it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I could tell you, I mean, I don't want to bash anything that you currently have, but I've kind of looked at the Home Advisor by Angie stuff that you have online. And if you could do anything with those guys, then I'm sure you'll love being on the first page of Google. You don't have like the lead fees or your leads going to three or four other people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do Google. Fuck it.
Yeah. You're going to love it. So I got to create your Google Business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed, Andrew. Did you want to just use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 510-660-7110?
Yes.
Okay. And then where do I send that Google PIN verification letter in the mail?
110 Baywood Drive.
110 Baywood. And then do you want me to hide this?
Hide what? My address? That'd be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then just to confirm, it's 94591, right?
Correct.
Okay. So they'll still see Vallejo, California, 94591. It just won't have the actual street address on there, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions.
Okay.
All right. And then where can I send your tracking system information as well as the outline of the agreement in writing and your invoice receipt? What's your email address?
Andrew Apodaca, so first and last name, 21@me.com.
21 at, what is it?
M-E.
Oh, me.com. Okay. And you spell your last name A-P-O-D-A-C-A?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. You go ahead and save. All right. And then we're going to build you your own custom website design. Do you have a logo for AMA Tree or?
I do, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you two texts right now. The first one, it's going to be my direct number and extension in case you need help with anything moving forward. And then the second one's just going to be an email address for you to send in your logo and then any, like, before and after photos that you've accumulated to this point. We want to start building a portfolio on the website where they can kind of see some examples of work that you've done in the past. All right, and let me know when you get those, and then I'll move forward. And then do you have license, insurance, and business registration?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a Google.
With me right now, though.
No, it's fine. So this form, okay. it usually takes a couple days for the business owner to fill out anyway, but it's just a form that I'll text over to you for your Google verification, and then just fill it out at your earliest convenience and send the paperwork in. It's pretty easy. Like, when you see it, you'll be like, oh, okay. Like, it just says, like, upload file. You click on it. If you're on your phone, it'll flip around to the camera. You can just snap a picture of it, and the pictures will go into the Google headquarters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you want your – oh, what was that?
I did get your messages.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it said send successfully on my end, but I just want to double check that. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I guess 24/7.
Okay. Can leave it open. Yeah, if you ever want to change it, just let me know. You could always text me too.
This right now, this time of year is good to have 24/7 because all the trees falling over and shit.
Yeah, then you can kind of hash it out with them too. Like even if they call you late, you can just, hey, I'll be there, you know, tomorrow or day after tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Save. Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then obviously, I just want to confirm, any photos and logo that you send to that email, you're okay with us using on all platforms, right? Not just Google and your website, but like
yeah,
Facebook,
what platform?
Yelp. You're going to have a Facebook business profile and Facebook ads. So we'll be posting on Yelp. They do a biweekly posting on there and run the ads. Facebook does a remarketing campaign. So anybody that actively searches for your services within 50 miles on Facebook, or if they've searched for it in the last 24 hours, you'll actually pop up to them. I don't know if you've ever seen those pop-ups where it's like, it feels like it's following you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll have one of those for AMA Tree, and we'll use the photos for that. And then there's also Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results if they decide to click on it after they do the voice search, and then Apple and Safari as well as Bing. They'll all get submissions for those business profiles on there too, and they'll get photos that you send in if you're okay with that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me go and save. All right. So I have your business profile created. Typically what we do is we always do a client interview with our clients just to make sure that we're customizing your campaign. During the client interview, they'll go over your keywords that you want to be listed for, the service area that you want to target. We'll also exclude any areas that you don't want to go to. And then they'll purchase the domain name for your site and get a general idea on how you want the site to look and start working on that. So usually this interview process, it'll take about 30 minutes. We do ask for an hour window, though, in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do a...
Today's my kid's birthday. I want to say after work, but I don't have time after work today.
No, hey, make the kids a priority. I got two boys myself, man. I just took my youngest to Disneyland yesterday with my wife.
Five today. That's a big deal for me.
Yeah,
call me tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 12? Okay. Let me... Yeah. Ooh, I have 11 to 12, but 12 to 1, they take their lunch hour.
Okay, let's try. I can try to work with you on that.
11 to 12. We're down here in Orange County. Or up.
It's a priority for me, so just call me then, dude.
Okay, I got you.
Morning.
I could call you early in the morning, too. We work 7 to 4 Pacific Standard. We're in Orange County.
Seven will be the best, then.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd be up that early, so usually they tell us
I'm up, dude. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock,
okay.
Buddy.
Wow. Okay. Give me just a second. I'm going to get you this slot tomorrow between 7 and 8. Okay, save. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we're going to text you. It's an automated text message reminder 1 hour prior, so you'll get that about 6 o'clock.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Client interview, save. All right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Andrew, how did you want to do that?
I'm not sure yet. Let me check my. I need to make sure my business account's working. 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, we always send invoice receipt and outline of the service agreement to you too, so you could write it off as a business expense when you do your taxes.
Yeah, and that's why I'm trying to do that that way.
Yeah, but sometimes guys don't have that. Like, we find them when they're really new and just creating everything.
Yeah.
So we always...
That's
fine. It's good that you've had it, though. You know, I always recommend that they get it because it's just easier to keep track of all your write-offs. You don't have to save all the receipts throughout the year. You can just print it out.
I'm still new at logging on. That's going to take a second. Sorry, buddy.
All good. Okay, I got that client interview slot for you, too. They just messaged me back.
actually. I can't normally want to use my personal account. I don't really got money in there. Same the other one.
Yeah, we use VeriSign too, so if there's any issues with it, even like a letter or numbers off, it declines it. Or if there's even like, it won't overdraft you, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and I don't want to overdraft myself either.
Yeah. I've had guys try to do that, and I'm like, maybe we just don't go that route, you know? It's not.
Yeah, retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, I got money. I just don't really want to spend it. I mean, Christmas is coming around and all that.
No,
it looks like
I hear
I'm
you.
My I guess I'll just use my personal account, whatever.
Okay. I'll send everything in writing. I took my kids, like I said, to Disneyland yesterday. It cost me $1,000, so.
Yeah, good dad, man. Awesome.
I know. I'm like, but I was drained. I was like, man, I'm never going back. It made me hate it. It was just a lot of money and a lot of walking and fit.
That's Disneyland, dude.
Yeah. If I went by myself, it'd be a blast, but.
I've never had fun at Disneyland.
Yeah, it's just tough with the kids. Like, you know, one of them starts throwing a fit. Yeah, too much. Or, like, my oldest could go on the Cars ride, but my youngest couldn't. He wasn't tall enough yet, so he, like, freaked out and just took it personal as if, like, I liked his brother more than, and they started fighting. So it was nuts. I'm just sitting there like, man, I want to spank my kid, but all these people are around. Yeah, so you just sitting there like, oh, it's embarrassing. All right, sorry. So I believe it. I waited, though. Like, my oldest, I waited until he was 4, and then the youngest, I don't really, you know what I mean? I'll give him a little grip of the hand, a little tight or something, you know, a good look in the eye during talking to, but.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll use my checking account. Is that possible?
Yeah. Checking account? No. Never give your checking account to anybody because, you know, your card, you could always get a new card, but your checking account is, you know, it'd be hard. You'd have to shut down the whole account if you were having an issue with somebody. Not saying that you'll have an issue, but. Shouldn't
you're
give
smart,
that out.
Bro.
Yeah.
You're smarter than me. I guess I'm using my debit card then. I don't really want to, but what am I going to do?
Yeah, we use VeriSign too, so it's like you're in good hands, but just for future reference, don't give out your account routing number information. Save that. But I'm ready for you. As long as the billing information is the same, like the 110 Baywood Drive, you can go ahead and read it off to me, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, 4347.
4347.
6970.
6970.
9430. 6666.
Uh-oh. Okay. And then the expiration date, month, and year?
0327.
0327. And three-digit code on the back?
596.
Okay. I'm going to get real formal on you here. Oh,
that's
sorry,
4-6 is not 3.
I know, but still.
I heard your casting.
Yeah, I was like, uh-oh,
Body language is everything. I read body language very well, even over the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm a Christian, so I don't like seeing that.
I don't blame you, buddy. I don't like selling my card, but I always defend myself. There's 4, not 3.
Yeah, no, you're good. I wasn't worried about you. All right, so I'm going to get real formal on you here. I'm going to walk you through this voice verification recording. We have to do this on every new account just as added protection for you, and then we'll send this to you in writing with your receipt. If I say anything that you don't agree with or maybe you don't understand what I'm saying, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I process any transaction with your business, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Andrew. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
AMA Tree.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Andrew Apodaca, owner-operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing. We're not telling you you have to cancel those services, although you probably will after a while of doing this. But after today, if you're going to add anything, just let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings.
You're the man.
All right. And then it says the initial term. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Question. Are you guys advertising for me on Angie's List?
Not on Angie's, no. We don't touch them. Okay. We're not affiliated with them. We're partnered with Google. They do their own thing. Like, they pay for Google advertising, so they buy a service kind of like this to get the leads that they sell to you. But we don't actually, like, we're not, they're not with us. We don't submit people to their platform or anything. Does that make sense?
I've had Angie's List all week long, so I've had it for a week now. I got three leads. And honored no jobs.
Dang.
And what I find is they're looking for the lowest bidder.
Right. Yeah. Because Angie's tells them that they're going to connect them to like five trusted professionals when they're filling out that bid form online.
And really, really awkward. Nobody wants to meet me in person. I don't like doing business with people that don't like being to meet in person, because if you don't want to shake my hand or even see me smile, then you probably don't care the kind of service that I do.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I would want to know what you look like, especially if you're going to be around my house and my kids and stuff too. So it's kind of, that's not right.
That's my point, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that service. Like, if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, I'll just kind of leave it at that, because Google doesn't want us, especially over a recorded line, to, like, bash them, because it almost sounds like I'm telling you, like, they suck, go with us. And that's not what I'm getting at here. But, we're working on things that you'll actually keep, like your business's reputation, your Google verification, your website. These are listings created for your business. We're not trying to, like, put you on our site, put ourselves on Google, then sell you the leads, so... We're not affiliated with them like that.
No, and that's it.
Okay. All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, since we're doing everything from scratch. But it is month to month.
I have more money. I made some money over the weekend working for myself. So I just got to wait for that money to clear in the business account that I just opened yesterday. So once that money goes through, I'll have more money for advertising and shit like that. So...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that should go through way before January 18th. That's when your next bill is due. So, yeah, you should be fine.
Oh, I'll make it for that, dude. I already got jobs lined up this weekend and stuff. I'm doing pretty well from the start, I would say. But I haven't been honored anything by Angie's List. Everything that I found was just kind of people that know that I got my license now and that reached out to me because I do. It's just like friends, you know. Referring you to people like, oh, you got your license now. Here, this guy needs a street cut.
That's always good. That says a lot about you, though, that people are still, like, referring you through word of mouth. Okay. This is basically just an online word of mouth chain that we're starting here.
I'm aware, like, in the area where I'm at, everybody knows who I am.
That's actually really good. Like, Andrew, when you get into this tracking system, there's a way where you could send text messages out to, like, old clients, and I'll tell them, like, hey, I have a Google business profile now. Can you... leave a review, or like it'll ask them how was your experience, and you know they could put the little star rating in there and type something up for you. We'd love to build that up.
I have plenty of those clients that I've been working for 5 years, you know, without a license. People that I've just met over the years that I've been working for doing tree work, that would definitely do good reviews for me and put them on online. Whenever that happens, I'll be sure to share information with them so they can write stuff up for me.
Yes. Yeah. No, 10 out of 10 recommend that. We have that form where you could send it through your app. And then also if they don't respond within 24 hours, it sends them a reminder. So it's not going to like pester them, but we just try to like make sure that they actually write the review.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. And then it says,
they're really on my side, so as soon as they see it, they'll do it.
That's what I'm saying. If you can get, like, the sooner you get 5 is usually better, because it doesn't actually give you a star rating until you get 5.
Enough said.
Okay.
I think I can get 5. I have a handful of them.
Yeah, it helps. I mean, right now in the beginning, we're going to be coming from behind. Once we have it up and running, it's like, okay, you're starting out with nothing, and there's guys up there that have a bunch. But you'll still get calls, and it'll still help you, but it's just better if we could have the reviews up there, too.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you, dude.
No problem. And it says, your first month's payment, because of the discounts applied, they're going to make it non-refundable. Moving forward each month, obviously, if you want to discontinue the service, you could let us know. We'll cancel at any time. There's no, like, cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. Obviously, we want to earn your business, so you come back each month on the 18th day. You keep this discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. That'll never go up or change. There's no other, like, lead fees, click fees, call fees. They're going to pop up on you. No surprises.
Wonderful.
And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. No charge and end of the month, $299. Yes.
Exactly. So also, too, Andrew, if you go to your text messages.
I'm going to them now. Boom.
You see those?
Photos look with Splash. I'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, that's for Google verification. That's the form I was telling you. You could just snap pictures of everything, and it'll go directly to Google, get you Google verified. There should be one in there that says, Andrew, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says,
username.
Like, please. No, the username and password's for the tracking system. That one's going to be pretty blank until we get everything up and running. But there should be one that says localsplash.com/terms. It'll end with your phone number. There's like a link in there.
Nope,
haven't got that yet. Okay, I'm gonna resend it to you manually. It's supposed to come out automatically.
Let it get to your business. Top of the Google today. Contact me. Photo Local Splash. Local Splash. Welcome. Yeah, nothing.
Okay, here. I'm gonna send it to you again manually right now. But yeah, the initial invoice. It's also been sent over to your email, but it has everything outlined in black and white for you. So you have it all documented, like everything we're doing for you in that platinum package, the discounted pricing structure, billing date cancellation, it's all right there for you.
Okay. So now when I go on to look for a tree service, my name pops up. Is that how this works?
Not right now. No. It's not immediate.
Come on, man.
I'm
getting you on there.
I wish. We start working on everything right away. So the PIN gets sent out today. The client interview is obviously scheduled for tomorrow. But we have to complete a client interview so we know what services you're being listed for. We have to complete your Google verification, too, because Google's basically telling these people that we've done that verification and that they could trust Andrew with the job, right? You got to fill that out. Sorry, go ahead.
Let's do it that way. I mean, you guys know more than I do. I'm just a young man trying to move forward in life.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So it is a process, though. Like, you'll see some stuff gets up and running a lot quicker than others. Some keywords will start showing up actually quicker than others. You'll be able to fill the full benefits of it by the end of the month. Month 2 is where things are really going to pop, though, because once we have it all set up, we don't have to go back and set it up again each month. You know, it's just a matter of maintaining it and fine-tuning it. And then we'll learn a lot about your business as we go. Like maybe for your particular area, there's a ton of leads that are coming from Facebook more than like Yelp or Yellow Pages. And we'll be able to kind of pivot and adjust the budget so that way we're maximizing your return on investment through each platform that we host for you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm excited about really making money for myself.
It's a good way to do it. Everybody uses Google. It's actually been the most profitable way to market and advertise businesses for the last 17 years. It's just the hard part is really.
I work for Quality Tree Care, and we use Google.
Yeah.
For advertising.
And it's
been fantastic for us. We get a lot of our work from Google advertising.
Yeah. It's like a digital business card, you know? So much credibility, and people can just look you up and see, you know, instead of you having to explain it to them.
Yeah, so I work for the guy who taught me how to climb trees. He doesn't really advertise like that, and he's not. He doesn't have work right now. It's like slow for him.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I talk a lot, and then you know the people that I'm working for here.
Subcontract it. You could always subcontract him some work if you get an overflow. just make sure he does it under his name. You know, if there's a bad review coming, go to him.
Yeah. He's like, taught me how to climb trees, and he's still, like, cheap.
Yeah.
Now I've grown and learned and evolved and, like, understand a little more than he does, I think.
Mm.
I don't mean to bash him because he learned, taught me a great skill, but he's, like, doesn't charge a lot, or he just doesn't care to charge. He's just really humble and aggressive.
Probably just helps people out, you know? People who own businesses for a long time, you'll notice they're kind of like that, you know? They're not like, oh, let me get rich quick. Let me try to, you know, maybe just...
It's the young fucking me, huh?
Well, I mean, we're ambitious, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, if I make more per job, then, you know, and then we got families to take care of. But, you know, there's a lot more value in having, like, those reoccurring clients and those guys that are going to refer you again. You know, maybe you're doing it for 3/4 of the price, but you end up getting 2 or 3 more jobs on top of it, and it just kind of keeps you busy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I understand that. Right on, dude.
Yeah.
So I'll talk to you tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, we're good to go. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. It will be with a separate technician that contacts you tomorrow, but if you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, I sent you my direct number and extension, so you could always call me, too.
Okay. You got it, dude. I hope to hear from someone tomorrow so we can get things rolling.
Yeah, they will. They're going to contact you between 7 and 8 o'clock sharp tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you so much, buddy.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great night.
Likewise. Bye.
All right. Bye.